front-end developer for the first time in my career.
User experience design.
I'm a back-end developer. I mainly work with Drupal.
Welcome to another episode of Behind the Screens, where we go beyond the code and into the community. I'm your host, Chris Albrecht. Let's dive in. Behind the Screens is made possible by Lullabot. Lullabot is a strategy, design, and development company where we turn great content into captivating user experiences. Find us on Twitter at Lullabot or in your browser at lullabot.com. We'd love to meet you. Here at Bad Camp, going behind the screens with Adam Bergstein, otherwise known as Nerdstein. How's it going, Adam?
Good. Thank you for chatting.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the time. So you're over at Civic Actions. What do you guys have going on over there right now?
We're doing a lot of really interesting work right now. We actually just took over maintainership of the DCAN open data project. So we have some new team members that have joined our team, and we're looking to kind of bring that, reinvigorate that in the community and do a lot of really cool things with open data. We're also doing auxiliary things to that, like we're building really cool data visualizations with React and dashboards. And generally speaking, we do a lot of other things that were also pretty cool and exciting. A lot of DevOps work and automated testing, a lot of security work that we're doing right now. It's pretty cool. So fun and exciting things all across the board.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite the array. So what do you have going on here at Bad Camp? Are you guys doing any presentations or you have a booth set up?
Yeah, we're actually giving a presentation on DCAN and open data. So that's why a lot of us are here. We have Stephanie and I and Elizabeth from Civic Actions. And we don't have a booth this year, but we are a sponsor just helping out, helping the cause, because this is a great camp and a lot of awesome people come. So we're really happy to be a part of it.
So within all of that, tell me about one particular piece that you're really excited to be working on right now.
I think, for us, it's really cool to start to kind of be expanding the ecosystem of the technology landscape that we're using. The open data space kind of hits on a lot of different angles and areas, like, bringing in something like React and building a lot of cool data visualizations. But also there's like the storage aspects of it, like almost like the big data, NoSQL databases, Elasticsearch, we could integrate with that and do all these other things. So we're starting to like really, branch out into all these really cool areas of different technologies that are integrating with Drupal or having Drupal, push information or pull information and do things. It's really awesome. Like it's kind of been helping us to be doing a lot of cool innovative things and keep on top of the technology landscape in general.
So with the open data, is there, give me like an example of something that you've built recently. Maybe familiarize me a little bit more with what you get with open data.
Yeah, so open data is actually a really great concept, I think, that's sort of underrepresented in the community right now. It's the whole purpose of it, is really helping to promote and publish data in a public way and afford opportunities for people to collaborate around it. So if you think about transparency and citizen empowerment and doing research, scientific research, all these things are made possible when, you have a system that has a set of standard APIs and standards that it's built around and metadata and all this other things that, and APIs you could grab information from. It's really great because then you could go and say, all right, I want to have this other researcher over here wants to collaborate with me. So all my data is public and they can go in and get all that information. And there's it's all kind of set up in a conventional way that people know how to use. And it's kind of fun. Like, and there's all these different standards. And a tool like Drupal is perfect because you can extend it modularly and use the hooks to actually be publishing the data in a certain way if someone wants it in one format or another format. It's a really great framework, and it enables all of this really cool innovation and collaboration that really isn't possible if everyone's doing their own thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so it kind of gets you away from just the Drupal mold too, because you can plug it into these new third-party libraries and
exactly.
All these systems that we're
CardoDB,
using.
CardoDB, ArcGIS, Tableau, R, all these data analysis tools, Jupyter Notebooks, anything you could imagine. Both you could do it from, replace the storage aspects of it and have things that are, really API heavy, or you could do the consuming aspect of it where you could build a React dashboard or use a Jupyter notebook or have a really great data story that talks about, oh, I did this data analysis on this open data and here's all these really cool charts and here's some, you know, writing up about what we found. And yeah, it just opens up all these opportunities, and it's great for, like, you know, for research. It's great for governments that are trying to publish their data and let citizens see what they're doing or how things are working. You know, a really cool example would be something like, you know, traffic, right? So if you're sitting at a bus stop and you're waiting, you could use open data to be constantly collecting that data and then publish it in really cool and innovative ways.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. I could imagine just, like, at the bus stop, like you said, maybe there's a map at the bus stop that tells you exactly where the train is, or it's going to be delayed because this data just came in showing an accident on the tracks or something.
And because all of it's being stored persistently, you can go back and then write reports and do data analyses and say, okay, well, 5 days of this year, we were late, you know, at our bus stop. So how can we, what were the circumstances that led to that? How can we improve it? And, you know, and you could be tracking things over time that, you know, would be really, really awesome.
That's pretty incredible. My wife's actually just gotten into a statistics program. She'll be finishing up at the end of the semester and has gotten into the R community and has started learning how to write code for these things. So I've seen a little bit of, I've been to one of the R meetups and seeing into these different communities now. Do you have you been able to attend any community gatherings or functions outside of just Drupal?
Absolutely. So Open Data has a massive community around it. And so, yeah, there's conferences and events all the time in Open Data. And there's all these auxiliary conferences and events as well that make use of Open Data technology, you know, like R, Jupyter, you know, ArcGIS. They have these really big followings. And, you know, and the Open Data aspects of it are right there with it and like a nice presence, you know, in all of these types of spaces.
So how would you compare the other communities that you've been able to be a part of with what you've been experiencing in with the Drupal community?
I think, you know, there's a lot of overlap, a lot of good energy, a lot of great people. Like, and I think that's, you know, one thing I love about the Drupal community is just how awesome the people are, and like, you know, seeing the same kind of energy and positivity in other spaces, just doing, solving maybe slightly different problems or even similar problems, but, you know, with different platforms and technologies, it's been great. You know, and I think, you know, there are also different sizes. I think we're a really big community. We're very large. So, you know, I think some of the other communities we've been seeing are, you know, really just getting started. Some are pretty established, but maybe not quite as large as the Drupal community. But it's, you know, it's an evolving space. It's really growing. And I think at Civic Actions, we're thrilled to be kind of trying to bring that, you know, both into the Drupal community, but also to help bring other communities and have awareness of, you know, kind of bridging those communities together.
Yeah, very cool. So if somebody's interested in getting involved with the Open Data, or they want to set up some of this cool stuff and get started.
Yep.
What's one piece of advice you would give to somebody to get them going, get them off the ground?
Yeah, take a look at getdcan.org. That's one way that, you know, you can just get a real quick Drupal install set up. And we have a lot of documentation online about how to build out data sets, how to upload information, how to publish it, how to make use of the APIs, how to make use of the standards that it provides. So, yeah, I would say that would be my recommendation. And there's also a Slack community for DKAN itself, DKAN. So you can go, and from getdcan.org, there's a link to join our Slack. Hop in, say hello. If you have any questions, you know, we're happy to help out. And I think it's a really fun and kind of cool space to be in, and it touches a lot of different things and a lot of technology that people aren't really fully aware of yet.
Yeah, absolutely. The open data in itself, I've learned a lot just from listening to what my wife's been telling me when she's getting into these programs. It is, if you're looking for a job, data analysis is a big one right now. That field is growing so fast. And to see what we can do with it by combining it with what we know in Drupal and to make web presences and out of this data now seems like a really exciting frontier to be on.
Yep. Yeah, we're very happy to have some part in that. And, you know, I'm really hoping that the community can start to also, you know, get involved and see the value in it. And we want other people to be helping grow this because, you know, we are a community and we can all be solving good problems and helping, you know, helping each other out.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. So let's take this and flip it now. If, let's say you woke up tomorrow and the internet had disappeared. Open data is gone. There's nothing to connect to. what do you do with your time? What is Adam's free time
I am
like?
Such a, well, I have a wonderful family and two beautiful children and a great wife, and so I think my immediate response would be I would be spending a lot of great time with them. But if I were to try to look for something else to invest my energy in, I you know, am a big coffee and craft beer snob, and I'm a big foodie, so I would probably try to find some really cool, fun way to connect all of those things.
You could start the first family-run brewery / coffee shop with gourmet food.
Yeah. Or maybe just create a food court and have, like, different little, you know, little parts to it.
I like that. I would definitely come visit that. That sounds like a good day.
Cool. Well, you're welcome anytime. I'll do that, so.
Awesome. All right, so I've got two questions left.
All right.
I always finish up with this one, and then I've got a follow-up that we might do a bonus episode with. So,
cool.
Final question. We all got here not on our own merits. There's always somebody that you can lean on, especially in this community. Is there somebody that you would like to say thank you to or share some gratitude with who maybe gave you a push or a boost when you needed it?
Wow. There would be too many to name. I mean, I think that's probably that's such a hard question to answer. I mean, I think just because I also think we really undersell as a community some of like the soft skills and the how to become a professional in this space. And there's people that I think have not, you know, have invested in me, not just technically, but also, you know, more about helping me to be more well-rounded and understand people's needs and work as a professional in the space that I just can't say enough about those people as well. But oh my God, just, yeah, there's definitely people. I don't even know where to start to answer that. I might have to write a blog post just on that. It would probably be 30 pages long. So I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. That's a great answer. I get very similar answers from most people, and it's hard. Like, I should give you a little warning before I throw that one out there, so you have a little time to think about it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'll remember that for the next one. I have the same thing. Like, if I could, trying to pick one person out of the bunch, because this community is just so largely supportive and open to helping, and you could ask a question anywhere, and someone will jump in and help find the answer for you.
Yeah, and I've been very lucky to work with just, I mean, incredibly capable and highly talented teams, you know, both in my experience at Acquia and at Civic Actions, that I can't stress enough. I mean, just people that, you know, are so brilliant that, you know, I'm very lucky. I've worked with some of the best people that probably exist in the planet, you know, and they've certainly helped me to. Yeah,
it's pretty amazing feeling when your company helps make you a better person, not just a better developer or employee. I feel the same way working at Lullabot. It's a very humbling feeling.
It is, and I think one thing I've learned is just, you know, you really can't bring your ego. You know, it's like every person that I've interacted with, you know, in my teams and everything, it's like they're so talented. And if everybody, you know, was just bringing their ego forward, it's like you would really limit your ability to like truly grow and like, you know, allow yourself to be consumed by all the awesomeness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, well, Adam, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Yeah, happy to do it.
If you're looking to level up your Drupal chops, check out Drupalize Me. Drupalize Me lets you learn Drupal whenever and wherever you need to, with written and video tutorials that cover the full range of Drupal topics. Whether you're just jumping into Drupal or you're a seasoned developer, we are here to help. Check us out at drupalize.me. Thanks for listening to this episode of Behind the Screens. If you have any ideas for future segments or topics or any comments, reach out on Twitter at VoicesBTS or shoot me an email at chris@lullabot.com. Don't forget to pop onto iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Until next time.